21 hours. Is that an acceptable delay for police responding to a 999 call that a man is acting suspiciously in a children's playground? Well, that's exactly what happened when residents living close to Rush Park in Newton Abbey called police just before 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. Officers got to the scene at around 2:45 the next afternoon. And the Nolan Show has now learned that the police have launched an investigation into what went wrong and apologised for any distress caused. Local mother Lorraine Wright, who followed the man, has been telling our reporter Lisa McAllister that she feels this is too little, too late.
Lorraine, we're just coming into Rush Park then. Tell me what happened on Tuesday night.
I come out to walk a dog. It was a lovely night, kids playing in the park. Walked around, seen a man standing on the other side of the park. Didn't really pay much attention to him at first.
So he was actually at the railings,
yes,
where the kids were playing on
right
the slides
on the
and the swings,
yep,
and
yep,
stuff.
So I came across the road here as the kids came running out of that yellow gate there towards me. Lorraine, Lorraine, quick, that man's asking us questions. Get him away, get him away. Which that then I approached him with my dog and asked him what he was doing. He had his hand down his trousers, asking the kids their names and wanting them to go a walk. As I approached him, he lifted his bag and took off quickly as my neighbour came across the road and went, what's he doing, what's he doing? Was he a pervert, to be honest? So we then took off after him. He didn't answer, didn't even acknowledge us. Went, I says, you put your hand down your trousers. He just took his hand out and took off down towards the flats down there.
You've confronted him at the railings here,
he
just on our left.
The grass there with the grey box and down the path. We continued to follow him on down the road to cross the road to Hazelbank. And when he got to Hazelbank, he stopped and I confronted him again. And he says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I didn't mean it. That's all the answer I got out of him. As that, he threw the tin of beer down and just took off and vanished completely. We thought the police were going to come around the corner, which never appeared. So
at what point did the police get a call?
They got a call as we were following them down towards Hazelbank. Would have been about 5 to 6 roughly the call would have been.
And it was from a friend of yours as you were following him.
Yes,
you had no battery on your phone, so you told your friend to make a call.
The police, and he phoned me actually back as the battery was running out rapidly on my phone. He phoned me back to say the police have been, I phoned the police are on their way, they know what you're wearing, they're going out, the car will be with you in minutes. That was his exact words to me, which the car never ever appeared.
Would you have confronted him if you had realised the police weren't minutes away?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I just didn't want him to get out of sight, you know, and didn't want to, and I was sort of trying to keep an eye on them, thinking that they were only going to be a matter of minutes away. I don't know, I think it was just all in adrenaline and spur of the moment. So many emotions you go through, you know, and just to know that nobody was ever going to come and help me makes it feel completely and utterly scary myself.
And the PSNI actually put on their Facebook page today that they still had no record of any call.
Which made things, that just totally and utterly disgusted me, thinking that me and my friend and is a liar, that he's a disability and all too. He was made out to feel like worthless in the community, like he, and he kept apologising to me all night, Lorraine. I made the question, me, I don't doubt that you made that. You phoned me back to tell me that you, do you know what I mean? That what the police had my description of what I was wearing and they were going to be there within a matter of minutes, but they've apologised to me now for that, which to me is just disgusting.
In a statement, they've said that they'd like to apologise for any distress. Does that go far enough for you?
I don't think so, no, because yesterday I felt like I was sitting there and them kids had no help at all. It's really made me lose all confidence in PSNI. Totally. I was close to tears, to be honest with you. I just was going through the motions. I was angry. I was just so, it's disgusting to think of somebody has tried to make you out to be a liar and make you out to say that 999 call, where does your 999 calls go then? That's what I would like to know, you know, if they're saying, oh, you phone 999 now, you're not going to, police aren't going to come and help you anyway. So every second counts. And like, we followed him for maybe a good 15 minutes or whatever, and the police could have picked him up somewhere along the way or on the road. Like, he could have been caught within a matter of minutes. He could have been caught before he ventured too far from the park, do you know what I mean? And the kids are even petrified now. They don't want to go. The park's only a stone throw away from my house and my daddy's house. And My wee boy doesn't want to go on his own. He's having nightmares and everything now.
How was your wee boy on Tuesday night?
Awful. We've been up all night and he's been shouting in his sleep and having nightmares, waking up. And
are you worried for the safety of other children?
At the minute, yes. I would have preferred if the police had met me at where my mom, when me and Jason was following him. As you put your faith in the police when you phone a 999, especially with kids concerned, like a park was... There was 10 plus kids in that park yesterday and it could have been an abduction we're talking about today. Not when he's asking kids to go for a walk and with his hand down his trousers, to me it's totally inappropriate for anybody to be standing at a park doing. And if I hadn't come out with the dog, it's not worth thinking about, is it? What could have happened, do you know what I mean? It's just a scary, scary thought on your own doorstep too, makes it even... worse. It's just not worth thinking about. Sure, it's not.
The police came out and interviewed you 21 hours after that.
9:43 today, 2:45 today, and the incident happened at 5:50 last night. You know, it's, to me, it's appalling.